One of the other five ways to save a life is people that are choking. Now, choking can happen to anyone at any point. So let's just imagine you're sat down in the canteen, and you can hear someone coughing and spluttering, and you know, start to look a bit panicky in the next table. If you go over, the first thing you've got to ask them is, are you choking? Because we've all swallowed a bit of food down the wrong tube, and the last thing somebody wants is to be thumped on the back if that's all that's happened. If you ask them, and they look at you as if you've gone stark raving mad, they're probably choking. They'll have gone a funny colour. People tend to go ready purpley very, very quickly, and they look like they're panicking. So you've established they're choking. Stand behind them and lean them forwards. You're leaning forwards, trying to get gravity on your side. And with the heel of your hand directly between the shoulder blades, you're going to give them up to five back blows. And warn them they're coming, because they need to be quite hard. So it's up to five back blows. Okay. Once you've done five back blows, if that's not worked, we need to do something called an abdominal thrust. Now, if you do one abdominal thrust, they need to get checked out by a doctor. It could cause problems. So we only do it because they're choking and they're not breathing. So you place your fist between the bottom of their rib cage and their belly button. Place a fist, hand on top, and you squeeze and you pull up at the same time. And you do up to five of those. If they haven't worked, you then do up to five back blows. If they haven't worked, up to five abdominal thrusts. Now, the thing is, if someone is choking, it's a bit like holding your breath underwater. People can generally do it for 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Same feeling, but they can't come up for air. So if you've done a round of back blows and abdominal thrusts and you've not moved it, you need to consider getting help. Clearly, you don't stand behind them and shout for an ambulance. That's going to terrify them. But you really need to be looking to get somebody to call you an ambulance as soon as you can. If they do become unconscious and they're not breathing, so we're straight back to CPR. We're straight onto chest compressions, two breaths, chest compressions. Hopefully that might move the obstruction. If not, you're keeping them alive until the ambulance service can get there.